If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my gosh, our listener got a mean email. Don't you hate those? Do you ever get a mean email? It's just super not fun. The other day, I actually got a nasty message from someone as well, but it ended up turning into a good experience. So here's a little positive story before I introduce the listener experience, which was not highly positive. I got a complaint from somebody or just a little bit of a snippy email, and I just decided not to respond to it. I just thought, well, okay, you know, I know this person a little bit. I think they're kind of projecting something. And the next day, they wrote back, unprompted, to apologize. And it was just really simple. They were just like, hey, man, I'm sorry. You know what? I was having a bad day, or I forget exactly what they said. But just the fact that they kind of like regrouped on it, I was like, listen, I get it. You know, we are all on a journey. And that's what I thought about that experience. I was like, I really appreciate the circle back, and it's all good. You know, sometimes these negative experiences can turn positive. Now, as I said, you know, our listener here has a different experience. They've got an email from a competitor, in fact, who seems to think that they're the real inventor of the board game our listener is selling. The competitor thinks that they were the ones who made it, even though our listener knows this isn't true. So should they listen to their competitor? Does this complaint have merit? Either way, what should happen next? That's what we'll look at after the message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Tim, and I've been listening to the show after reading Side Hustle a couple of years ago. I sell a board game that got funded through crowdfunding a while back. Ever since, I've received lots of nice emails, and also a lot of strange ones. People I don't know ask for advice, which isn't bad, but sometimes they can be pushy. Even worse, I got a nasty email from a competitor who put out a game 4 months after mine went on the market. They say I stole their idea, but my game was out first. Apparently, they'd had some of the game's mechanics detailed in a blog post that came out earlier, but I hadn't seen it. I also didn't know who they were until they wrote me. Should I be worried about this? How should I respond? Thanks for any advice you can give me.
Wow, thank you for sharing this experience. And I'm so sorry that you're having this experience. I wish that did not happen. But we know in life, sometimes people just get upset or they choose to send these kinds of messages. Should you be worried? Should you respond? Or how should you respond? I think the question was, you know, if it were me, most likely I would try sending a polite response, relatively brief, but just trying to like keep the peace. I wouldn't really touch that question of stealing their idea, just in case they, you know, do plan or decide at some point to take that complaint further. I would just send that polite response and say, you know, I wish them every success as well. And just kind of, you know, you're trying to stay in your own lane, do your own thing. Your goal here is to de-escalate the confrontation, perhaps even create a positive, you know, interaction out of it. That's kind of the moonshot goal. But if nothing else, at least have some resolution so that you can go on with your life. And if it gets worse, if they keep coming back at you, I think it's okay to just stop responding. It really doesn't sound like you've done anything wrong here. So I wouldn't worry too much. And I would also say congratulations on your successful Kickstarter. Don't let anyone take that joy and that success away from you. Like you said at the beginning, you've received lots of nice emails. Focus on those nice emails. Focus on those nice customers and keep building. Keep building. That's my advice to you, my advice to myself and to everyone in our community. Try to make something, right? It's fun to make things. All right. If you have a question or something you're going through, sidehustleschool.com/questions, let me know. I am cheering you on, whatever you're up to in the world, wherever you're at in the world. I hope you take some time today for yourself, and I hope you will come back tomorrow for a new episode. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.